Hello, Sandy. Welcome back. Mazel tov to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good to be
Okay,
back.
so I'm disappearing
I know.
tomorrow and Tuesday.
Tomorrow's whose wedding? I know Tuesday is Brigitte.
Well, a person named it Itagi. So he's a priest, so it's a double yichus. He learned here for 3 years. So someone from the yeshiva usually tries to go. So as long as I'm being in New York, it makes sense I should go. And also, one of my son-in-laws is his brother, so I have a family connection. I really made flights for, for later, but I switched them so I can make his wedding also. So okay, so making a double header, two weddings. Okay, everyone. So we're doing. We decided to do something fun for one day sugya, a little fun sugya. So I actually sent something, another quick Marah Makom about a half a minute ago. But let's learn this Gemara on Shabbos. It happens, I thought it was interesting. Where is this Gemara? So it's on the Shabbos, Chaf Aleph. I think it's Chaf Aleph. Where is this? So in the middle of Chaf Aleph on the days. Okay. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvahs Chanukah, near issue Basil. So the Mahadran has every person in the house his own candle. Mahadran in a Mahadran. Okay. So I wrote on the paper that the $1 million shaila is, what does the word Mahadran mean? So Mahadran in modern Hebrew means like a hechsher is a mahadrin. It's in Israel you have Rabbanut Yerushalayim mahadrin. So mahadrin means I don't know the most stringent, the most the best, the highest quality, right? But that's what it means in modern Hebrew. Doesn't necessarily mean that's what it means in the time of the Gemara, right? I gave the guys an example. I think Sandy will appreciate it that when Yaakov was talking, complaining about how hard he worked for Esau, for Laban, so he says, "Achalni cherev ubelaila," what was the
Achalani
pasuk? "Acharani cherev."
Chorev.
What's that? That's a pasuk.
Chorev, yeah.
Oh,
Bayom
Kara.
Achalani
Achlani Kara.
Kerach,
Achlani Kara. So the Unkelis, if you look at the Unkelis, you know, Chumash. The Unkelis says, what does it mean, Achlani Kara? That fell on me. Basically, it means it fell on me snow. That's what he means. But the words that he used, the exact lashon, Achlani chayrev. So the Ogdus translates to mean, Bioma Achlani sharba uglida. Nochus alai belaila, the kerach belaila. Kerach belaila means glida nochus alai belaila. Right? So it means that kerach means ice was, or snow was falling on me at night. But the Ogre says the word is glida, right? So in modern Hebrew, it means that at night he was covered with ice cream. Right, which somewhat takes away from the meaning of the pasuk.
No, but Glida in Hebrew did come from the original ones that were like icicles.
Right, I understand.
It did come from the correct. It did come from the correct word.
Even ices, they got here. That the word of Kerach is also is Kerach is ice popsicle. They're called Kerach. So Kerach is called the popsicle, and Glida is ice cream. So they got it both right. Yaakov said Kerach Balaina. They use the word achalti, achalani. You know, they know what they got, you know, with the word eating. But achalani, the Kerach Balaina. And I was eaten at night by Kerach. So the literal translation of Mar in Hebrew means popsicles, and Ungulus means it means by ice cream. Anyway, it just means that obviously Mar in Hebrew, right, the better example is that Rashiva told us that in Sabaka, they used to say Anava yes, Shiflis no, which means that Shiflis is considered a bad midah. Because it says Ma'i Ba'i Rabbi Shafa Ruach. So apparently in modern Hebrew, shiflis means inferiority. It's a bad midah. And in Gemara Lashon, shiflis means anava. So it's not a bad midah. And I once had it, it really happened to me. Someone, when I was in yeshiva, asked me a question. The yeshiva gives pilpul shirim. He asked me, how does yeshiva give pilpul shirim when the Orech HaTzadikim writes that pilpul is bad? What's the answer?
When the direction Rebbe is saying it is, it sounds like it's going to be two different meanings of the word
pilpul. The Orech HaTzadikim was written in the 1500s. So the word pilpul in the Orech HaTzadikim time was referring to some kind of derech learning, shalom al PMS. So he writes, pilpul is bad because it's not al PMS. But I don't think when the Shia said pilpul shirim, he meant lo al PMS, you know. Anyway, so the word mahadrin in modern Hebrew means, I don't know what, it means the most mahudr, the most machmer. But the question is, what does it mean here in the Gemara? So let's read the Rabbeinu Chananu and Rashi. So you start with Rabbeinu Chananu. Rabbeinu Chananu is much easier. Rabbeinu Chananu says, Mitzvah's Chanukah near issue basil. Mahadrin, what does Mahadrin mean? Mahadre mitzvahs. Comes from the word, can I read it? Hidr mitzvah ad shlish mitzvah. In other words, it comes from the word hidr, that there's a mitzvah we learn from Zekeli Vandeo, that you're supposed to do hidr mitzvah. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, hidr mitzvahs ad shlish. So mahadra means people that want to be mahadra the mitzvah.
We did that sugya.
Right. Now, there's a tremendous problem, which the Beis Halevi asked, Ofenort, is Kupa that the Rabbeinu Chananu is setting him up for an obvious kasha. The Gemara Baba Kama, Kupa says, Hidra mitzvah shlish. And here, it says mahadrin, you light eight instead of one. That's eight times as much. That's not shlish, right? Shlish means you take the course of the mitzvah and you divide it by a third.
Rashi has a different definition of mahadrin.
What?
Rashi's definition
of mahadrin. That's what I want to see. I'm going to say, but the
Rabbeinu Chananu,
I'm going slow. Wait, I didn't get to Rashi yet. So I think Rabbeinu Chananu's definition of mahadrin comes from the word hidr mitzvah.
Unification.
And according to, and it's Kupa based on the mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah, the mahadir mitzvahs. So there's a kasha, Rabbeinu Chananu, which the Beis Halevi Gupa answers, that normal hiddur is normally up to a shlish, but apparently over here, for whatever reason, Hazal made an exception to the rule, and they made that hiddur mitzvah is more than a shlish.
Oh, he says beferish, shlish mitzvah.
No. He doesn't say Abshid Mishra. He just quoting Chassid.
Yeah, like the Gemara says mitzvah, Abshid Mitzvah.
But over here, when you pay, if it's near issue Beiso, and that's one candle, and you're lighting eight candles on the eighth
day, that's only one night. So it's four and a half times.
Eight times the price.
Rebbe, it's four and a half, it's only 4.5 times because it's 36 okay. candles.
It's still more than one time. Third. The question is still there.
But a slish is only 33%. It's a third more. In other words, it's
not that much. It's 4.5 times.
Excuse me. A third is less than a half.
A third, not three times.
Four, you pay five. You pay if it costs three, you pay four. If it costs three, you pay 12. It's a dramatic difference. So it's a tremendous kasha, but it's not a kasha. I mean, the Beis Halevi asked the kasha, and he says it's not so schwer because even though normally Mahadran is only up to a third, but this hinder is special, is unique. A lot of things in Hanukkah is unique. So whatever they wanted to make, they there was some reason why. They wanted to make Hanukkah more mehudar. That's why they all say it, that there was a special inyan to be, the Bawi Musar say, because it was Hanukkah Samizbeah, Hanukkah Samishkan. So to start, you have to start right, and you have to start with the best, because really, Bechlau, Tumahudra, Bitsibur, they didn't even need them days. But whatever it is, but then Rabbeinu Hanano
explains it after explaining Mahajman and Mahajan. In other words, he doesn't go on the word itself. He says Mahadran, then he says Mahadran, and then he explains
Perish
what...
Mahadran. The perish of the word Mahadran, Mahadran mitzvahs. He's translating the word.
But I mean, even on the word regular Mahadran, not only Mahadran and Mahadran, but even the word Mahadran, it means Kedamrinan. Right. Obviously, he's just giving an example. He's not saying the halach of shlish.
Right, I agree. So he's just saying that he's translating the word Mahadran. Mahadran comes from the word people that want to be Yotzi Hidr Mitzvah, right? When in modern day Hebrew, that's not what it means. When you say, I want a Mahadran Hashkacha, you're not thinking about Hidr Mitzvah, right? When you say, I go to the restaurant, the pizza shop, so there's pizza shops, I know those who are in Eretz Yisrael, so they know that it's the funniest thing in Eretz Yisrael. You have a Rabbanut Hechsher, which is very, very Chosher Rabbanim, but most people won't eat it. I don't know, most. A lot of people won't eat it. It's a Rabbanim, because the Rabbanim themselves, they have two Hechsherim. They have Rabbanut Yerushalayim, and they have Rabbanut Yerushalayim Mahadran. So what does that mean, the non-Mahadran? It means that those are for the people that, so the Rabbanut Mahadran, The Rabbanut, the regular Rabbanut means that they don't rely on certain kulas. Rabbanut Mahadran means they're more machmer. So the word Mahadran in modern Hebrew means more machmer, more stringent, more careful, where we don't rely on certain kulas. But that's not what it means according to Rabbeinu Hanano here. Mahadran means that we're doing hider mitzvah. There's nothing to do with hider mitzvah. You go into a restaurant and you say, what's the hechsher? And they say, it's Mahadran. That doesn't mean anything about hider mitzvah. And it's nothing, no shaykes. Mahadran in the modern Hebrew means that it's a more stringent hechsher. Okay, but that's Rabbeinu Hanan.
We have like pre-eats hadar, and hadar means it's dar on the tree.
Hadar means that it's more beautiful.
Right, I'm saying, but they darshan it. I think that it stays in the trees. Hadar, I mean, with okay, the I'm saying the different ways they darshan
it. Don't mix in Esro, come on.
Okay.
So we have Hadar.
Anyway, now let's see Rashi. So the million-dollar shadow, but Rav Nosson is already copying my Torah. It's not my Torah, by the way. Someone else said this already. The question is Rashi learning Mahadran the same way Rabbeinu Hanano learned Mahadran? I think most people learn Mahadran like Rabbeinu Hanano. So let's see Rabbeinu Rashi. Mahadran, achra mitzvahs, oisim near echa b'chol laila, b'chol echa v'echa mimnei abayis. Oh, so what do you people say? How does Rashi translate the word Mahadran?
It sounds like he's using a concept of Pesuba Nisa. That the more...
Yeah, but what is the question?
The
what does the word Mahadran mean?
Someone who is seeking, pursuing something.
Right. In other words, he used mahadran achra mitzvahs. If mahadran means that you're making mitzvahs more beautiful, it's not achra mitzvahs. It would be mahadran esa mitzvahs. Right. According to Rabbeinu, I saw someone made this diak, and I thought it was a beautiful diak, that if Rabbeinu Hanano is a mahadran, is a person, a mahadran is a someone who wants to make mitzvahs more mehudar. So he takes mitzvahs and he wants to beautify the mitzvah. So you would never say mahadran achra mitzvahs. You would say a mahadran esa mitzvahs. So Rashi, who says achar, it means that he's learned the word mahadran. The root of the mahadran comes from the word hadran of a hadran. Hadran, we know, we say after a siyum, we say hadran alach masachtes baba ba'asheva hadran alach. Right? Hadran means we're chasing after. We're gonna return. Hadar Amar means he went back and said, right? The word hadar in Gemara and hadran alach means to return. So this is what sounds like a beautiful machlokes. You know, I don't want to say I love machlokes because I don't like when it's in between people, it's not so nice. But in the Gemara, it's very nice. When you see that Rashi learns l'chaira, that the word mahadran is means a person who's chasing the mitzvahs, not his or mitzvah. Very likely, Rashi learned that it has nothing to do with his or mitzvah. Like the kupa of the Beis Halevi's kasha. So Beis Halevi is the kasha than the Beis Halevi HaTorah. In Parshas Mikes, that you can't use the concept of hither here because hither is only achlish. And though this obviously has nothing to do with hither mitzvah, it's a special thing that you're mahadran achra mitzvah. That like Rabbi Nadav said, because you want more hither mitzvah. So you're mahadran achra mitzvah to bring about a greater mitzvah.
If that's the issue, if that's the reason why Rashi just, you know, learned differently, how is he going to learn mahadran min hamahadran?
Person who's chasing mitzvahs more, he's not just chasing there. There are different people how much they chase mitzvahs. Some people chase mitzvahs a little bit. Some people don't chase mitzvahs at all. They just do whatever they have to do and they know
more. Like design.
Some people, right, they chase mitzvahs.
That's not Tyson's
cash. Very much want mitzvahs. And some people chase gavaldic. They chase their, they go crazy chasing mitzvahs. So mahadran means that they're chasing mitzvahs. They stick out their neck, their matriach, to get a mitzvah. Mahadran min mahadran means they will stick out their neck a lot to get mitzvahs.
That's not Tyson's cash.
What's Tyson's cash?
That, I thought it was...
I didn't know Dyson, I'm sorry.
They're saying that
where's Tyson's guy? What size is which Tyson?
About mahadran and mahadran. What's thing? It doesn't go on mahadran. Once you say pshat and mahadran, mahadran and mahadran doesn't work out.
No, I don't think that's that. Tyson's the question. I think is Tyson halacha and ma'isa. When you do mahadran,
that's the machlokes Rambam and Tosfos.
You have to also do near issue beiso.
I understand, but it doesn't show anything. When doing mahadran and hadran, it doesn't really show anything because now you're not doing more hadar.
That's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. But I think do we have a commitment from Rashi in this Rashi to either one of them?
I don't see the connection. I'm sorry. But what we're just basically saying is that the Rashi and Rabbeinu Hanano are arguing what the word mahadran means. The Rabbeinu Hanano says it means hider mitzvah. And Rashi says it means that they were running after mitzvahs. Okay. So the shaila is, this is an interesting shaila. Okay. So very nice. So is there any nafgamina lahalacha? And not lahalacha, but especially lahalacha between Rashi and Rabbeinu Hanano. That's the shaila. Is there any nafkamino? Now, they both say it's the right thing to do. So according to Rashi, it's the right thing to do because of hider mitzvah. According to Rabbeinu Hanano, it's the right thing to do because you're mahadir achar mitzvahs. Okay. But according to both of them, it's the right thing to do. So is there any nafkamina of halacha? I'll let you people think. I came up with two nafkamina of halachas. I could be really? I think they're both right.
I think that the commonality is that they're both being mahadir for pirsum nisa.
Right, I agree. That's where they're fine. But I want to know if there's a nafkamina between them. Not the common. That's what I'm asking. So now, Poshib Shabbos, when anyone learns, but if anyone who learns Shabbos, the average person who doesn't kvetch and doesn't make the diak and Rashi, Mahadrin Achra Mitzvahs, doesn't notice that Rashi is arguing Rabbeinu Chananu. But us people who are, that's our specialty, we love to kvetch. So we notice, I think, I'm sure that 99.9 people in the world would not know that there's Rashi's argument of Rabbeinu Chananu. But once we can reach this conclusion that there's a machlokes, so the question is this machlokes have any relevance, or is it just semantics? Because like you're saying, it just means we're hider mitzvah. Is it more pursuing mitzvah? Is it hider or is it running? It means the same thing.
It would be nafkamina if there's, let's say, nicer oil or more days of oil.
Why
don't we be nicer oil? If you're trying to embellish the mitzvah to make it nicer, more beautiful, I would spend more money to make it a nicer light. If I'm trying to run after...
No, because I hear what you're saying. You know, you're saying that according to Rabbeinu Chananu, Lu Yitzur, you're using a silver menorah, so that would be Deichadi, but I doubt if that's true, because you have to do the Hidr that Chazal were Koveya. Chazal didn't make the Hidr in the nicer
oil. Olive oil is supposed to be the best oil, right?
I don't know if that's called, they made that, they were taking that's in Medin. Here, this is in the Mishnah, the Gemara, that this is a hider. I don't know, so I assume that this hider is Deiche or other hidurim, because this is a hider that's mamish in the Takana, the Chazal highlighted this hider. So this hider probably takes precedence over olive oil. In other words, if you can do olive oil, one candle, or eight candles, non-olive oil, some of the eight candles takes precedence because it's a bigger, that's a hider that Chazal made. The olive oil, I don't know where that hider comes from, but I don't think it's in the Gemara that it says that's a hider. At least it shouldn't be totally on this shmachleikas. Maybe it's not behold, you're not yaitzi if you don't use olive oil. So then you should use olive oil, but not as this machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananu.
So if you're using eight wax candles,
yeah,
that's nafkamina.
No, I don't see why there'd be a nafkamina because everyone agrees you're supposed to use eight.
I think from Rashi, you can see that Rashi cannot hold makosos.
Okay, but does that have to do with? But that's
an afkamina. That would be an afkamina. Rabbeinu Chananu could hold makosos. The mehadim and amehadim goes back on their ishubei. So while Rashi is going to have to hold the mehadim and amehadim is not going back on the ishubei. So it's going on one per person.
Why is that?
No, Tosos holds it doesn't go back.
Why is that? Mokloch and Rashi can't be that.
How can you come and say that people who are running after the mitzvahs, what does that mean? That means that not only the owner of the house, rather the children and everything, and the children also want to do the mitzvahs. Yeah? So then each one does. And then you're going to come and say, Mahadvin, I'm an Ahadvin. We take away the mitzvah from those people and we give it back to the Baal Bais?
I don't know.
I think that that sounds schwer to say that would be...
I mean, but you see the Baal Bayis has an Indian. I mean, okay, I don't know. Because it's. I mean, even according to Rashi, you know, according to Rach, why we take away that Hidr Mitzvah?
What's that?
According to Rabbeinu Chananu, why do we take away the Hidr Mitzvah?
Now you can discuss what is a greater beautification. Is a greater beautification every person doing it? Or a greater beautification is increasing the number? So that's a discussion, you know, that, you know, what is considered more of a beautification. But the comments say, yeah, that, you know, it's the children who want to do the mitzvah. That's what Mahadran is. Yeah, so now all of a sudden we're going to take it away from them?
But who said that that's what Mahadran means in Rashi? Because just like Mahadran and Mahadran don't mean because the children want to do the mitzvah. Mahadran means you're running after the Bauer bus is running after the mitzvah to do it in a better way. So maybe that's what Mahadran means also, that the Baal bus is running after the mitzvah to do it in a better way.
How's it a better way for the Baal bus? I thought the Mahadran achar mitzvos, it's the people, you know, the other people who want to do the mitzvah also.
Mahadran min a Mahadran.
Sorry?
According to that, then how do you explain Mahadran min a Mahadran, Rashi?
That's what I asked originally. I had that problem.
Mahadran doesn't mean more people, but Mahadran means that the Baal bus himself, he wants to do the mitzvah in the most best manner. So he's running, the Baal HaBos is running after the mitzvah to do it best.
What is the Baal HaBos doing more by his children lighting candles?
Because it's somehow, first of all, I don't know if the Baal HaBos is doing a more mitzvah. He's allowing them to light. So that there's a more... But what Rabbi Meltzer says, more presuming Nisa, I don't know. So he's the house, the bias is having more mitzvahs, more mitzvahs, more presuming Nisa, more.
I understood it that to say that Mahadran achar mitzvahs, meaning the other people in the house who want to do the mitzvah also.
Stuck with Mahadran and Mahadran. I don't know if that's not going to help me. So then you're making Rashi Shvira, Mahadran and Mahadran. So I would assume Pumfakir, that Mahadran...
Unless he holds like the Rambam. Unless he holds like the Rambam.
Mahadran means... They just say the house is chasing after the family. They want more. They want better mitzvahs. I don't know. Okay, I hear. What else could be a nafka mina between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananu? So I had two thoughts, maybe, that according to Rashi, Parshat Shad, it's always a din in Hilchos Chanukah. You want to do Chanukah the best possible way, you run after the mitzvahs of Chanukah. According to the Rach, it's really not the mitzvah of Chanukah, it's a mitzvah of Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah is not a mitzvah for Chanukah. It's a mitzvah by all mitzvahs. Say for Torah Noah, Shofar Noah, Sukkah Noah, I don't know, Tzitzis Noah, Tawas Noah. So there's a separate mitzvah in the Torah that when you do a mitzvah, you should do it Noah. So,
but the Beis Halevi is saying that over here it might be, you know, a separate hiddur.
No, it's just a higher level. The Torah had a higher shear. But it's still stemming al chayra, according to the Rabbeinu Chananu, when you do this, you're making the mitzvah of Zekedi Vandeyu. It's just a chazah where koveya that the mitzvah of Zekedi Vandeyu has a different shear. So I thought, if that's the case, so for example, I'd be a real nice chumrah. Let's say, and a typical Baal HaBos doesn't know this Gemara. So he's under the impression that how many candles you're supposed to light on the eighth day, you light eight candles. He doesn't know that you really yaitzi with one candle and the other seven is for Mahadran. He thinks that's a mitzvah, right? And that's an average person. Doesn't know this Gemara. How many people know that you'd be Ikra Din Yaitzi with one candle? So that means when he lights eight candles on the eighth day, he's not doing it with Das to be Mehadir the Mitzvah. He's doing it with Das. That's how you do the Mitzvah. This is an Ikuva for the Mitzvah's Chanukah. So the Chayra, he would, according to Rashi, he would not be yaitzi hither mitzvah because we owe mitzvah sriches kavana. Right? If we owe mitzvah sriches kavana, so you have to be mechavein for the mitzvah. So when you light the eight candles, you are doing two totally unrelated mitzvahs. You're doing the mitzvah of Chanukah, which you're yaitzi with your one candle. And then your other seven candles are making it more beautiful to be mekayim the mitzvah of hider mitzvah. But if you think that this is all part of the mitzvah of Chanukah, then you don't have any intention to make the mitzvah more beautiful to do hider mitzvah. So I don't know. I would suspect you're not yaitzi, because if a guy thinks that if the guy thinks that you're mechuyev to use a silver menorah, he's not doing it out hither. So I don't think he's going to hither mitzvah, because he has no intention of being mahadir the mitzvah. The whole mitzvah of hither mitzvah is to mahadir the mitzvah, to do more than you have to make it beautiful. That's good for the mitzvah of hither mitzvah. But if you think that this is what the mitzvah is, then you're not mechaving for hider mitzvah. So I would think, I don't know, you tell me, people tell me if this sounds crazy, that according to Rashi, that it's a din in Hilchus, this is the best way to be yaitzi mitzvahs, Chanukah. It's a Chanukah dikadin. You use a yeshiva shishprach, a Chanukah dikadin. That this is the best, this is the biggest persume nisa, whatever Meltzer is saying. It's the best way of doing. So okay, so you're mechavim for Chanukah. But according to the Rach, that it's not a Chanukah tikkadim. It's a hider mitzvah tikkadim. So it's a separate mitzvah. It's not that you're yaitzi the mitzvah of Chanukah in a more mehuder dikka fashion. You're yaitzi a whole new mitzvah. You might say a mitzvah of dedicated on Deyu. Yeah, it's a totally different mitzvah. So then, mechayra, you should say mitzvah sriches kavana. And if the guy doesn't even have the foggiest idea that he's doing zekeri v'andeyu, so mechayra, he can't be yaitzi a mitzvah. But that's what I was thinking.
But he doesn't need that because he's yaitzi on level one.
But he's not yaitzi according to the Rach. I would claim he's not yaitzi in the mitzvah of hider mitzvah, which is such an important thing.
Yeah, it's an important thing, but it's not yaitzi, not yaitzi.
I didn't say he's not yaitzi Chanukah, but a normal person who lights, when I light Chanukah, the eight candles, I'm doing two totally unrelated mitzvahs. On the eighth day, I'm getting the mitzvah of Chanukah candles, little sasur, listening to Rabbanan to light Chanukah candles, very nice. But I'm getting another mitzvah deraisa of the zekeri v'andeyu. But I'm claiming, assuming I'm right, that the person who doesn't know that he could have gotten away with one candle, he's not yaitzi the mitzvah of zekeri v'andeyu. He's yaitzi the mitzvah of Chanukah. If not, he's yaitzi the mitzvah of Chanukah, glatz kosher, beautiful, the best of the best of Chanukah. But he's not yaitzi of the mitzvah of zekeres anveyu, because you can't be yaitzi zekeres anveyu if you had no intention to beautify the mitzvah. You didn't think you're doing it. You thought you're doing the bare minimum. Theoretically, the guy could be a cheap bum, and he says, "I only want to spend the bare amount of money that I'm ready to that have to be spent." He's under the impression that you have to buy eight candles. Louis, sir, you would tell him you only have to buy one candle. Maybe for all we know, he would have only spent for one candle. He spent for eight because he thought it was obligated. So there's no, now maybe yes, maybe not. We don't know, but there was no kavana to do hither. So we have no way of knowing whether he would have done hither, but we know for sure he wasn't the chami for hither. If mitzvah sriches kavana, that's ma'ake b'di'eben, so how can it be yaitzi the mitzvah of hither mitzvah? He wasn't the chami for hither.
Rebbe's saying because Zach Kaley is a separate mitzvah, that's why.
Right, it's a separate mitzvah. Zach Kaley has nothing to do with Hilchus Chanukah.
If a guy thinks that an esrog, only a very fancy esrog, is kosher, Lemaisa, he brought a beautiful esrog.
No, how does Rebbe this esrog?
No, I understand that. How does Rebbe know?
I can hear it. They're both right. When you buy a beautiful esrig, your yaitzi in Hilchis esrig, mitzvahs esrig, and a higher madrega. But you're also yaitzi. The svarim say, they definitely say this, when you do a mitzvah b'simcha. So one is, the mitzvah b'simcha makes the mitzvah a better mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah b'yirah shamayim, it makes the mitzvah, you know, the better mitzvah. But you're also yaitzi a totally unrelated mitzvah of ivdu et Hashem b'simcha, or ivdu et Hashem b'yirah. That's a separate mitzvah. Besides, you do a mitzvah shaking a lulav, you do it b'simcha, then besides lulav, there's a mitzvah ivdu et Hashem b'simcha. It's an unrelated mitzvah. It's a whole different mitzvah. Same thing. So the same thing, according to Rashi, you're doing an unrelated mitzvah called hider mitzvah. Has nothing to do with the basic mitzvah. Now, it also, I grant you, when you do a mitzvah mehuder, it makes the ma'isa mitzvah better. So you're doing two things simultaneously. You're boosting up the mitzvah of Chanukah. And for that, I would not say mitzvah sriches kavana, because it's all the same. It's you're mechaving to the mitzvah of Chanukah, and this is a nicer mitzvah of Chanukah. But there's a separate mitzvah. There's a separate mitzvah, which is nothing we do in Hanukkah. So it's called Zekei Vandeyu, and it's learned to its own pasuk.
And this is when I let my other, just to understand the text, this is when I let my other family members light. That's I have to have in mind when the other people in the house light.
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. If your whole mitzvah is Sriches Kavana, and this is a mitzvah, aus Hider mitzvah, then you have to be Mechavim. Then hineni mukhan mezumen to mekayim. Maybe you don't have to know a hider mitzvah. You have to know that it's a extra mitzvah. But if you think it's not an extra mitzvah, maybe if you know, sometimes you I know it's a mitzvah. I don't know what the name of the mitzvah is. That might also be good. But if I think that this is basically the mitzvah, that's what I'm saying. But maybe when I met my family members, so I know I'm doing something extra. I'm doing an extra mitzvah. I don't know what the mitzvah is, so hey, that's also good. But when you do eight candles instead of one, the average person who does eight candles doesn't even know he's doing something extra. He just thinks he's doing the bare minimum. So how can you be yaitzi hider mitzvah when your das is to do the bare minimum? It doesn't make sense. It's not hider. It's not zekei vandeyu.
So any guy with an esrig, if he doesn't know all the halachas of esrig, right? So he just gets an esrig, but he doesn't know how much more is Zekeli. So according to Rabbi, this is a lot of people are not even getting the mitzvah of Zekeli. They got an esrig.
Maybe. Listen, I don't know. I'm not sure of the application, but if it's true, so okay. So I'll say that there too. I'm saying that in order to be yaitzei in the mitzvah of hider mitzvah, we need mitzvah sriches kavana. So you have to know that you're doing something extra. I bought an esrog. Most people know when they buy an esrog that there's cheap esrogim and expensive esrogim. So they know they're spending more on the esrog. So that could be, so they're, without realizing it, they know they're spending more money on the esrog. So by definition, that means,
where do we ever find mitzvah sriches kavana by hider mitzvah? I mean,
why not? Hider mitzvah is a
never.
Pashim shot is not an extra mitzvah. It's to do it in the best way. Pashim shot is not a separate mitzvah.
Pashim shot, it is a separate
mitzvah. Is that Kaylee is not an asay?
I disagree with you. Go look in the svarim. Pashim shot is a shnei dinim nifradim. It's a separate mitzvah, and it's also a hider in them, it makes the mitzvah of esrog better. But parshat shad, it's a separate mitzvah.
So talis na, the person looks at talis as a kavana for mitzvah talis.
He missed the fluent. Parshat shad, I will argue, but I'll prove it to you. If you give me 5 minutes, yeah, I'll prove it to you. But a parshat shad is, it makes a nicer talis. Enochinami, the mitzvah of talis is on a higher level. But it's a separate, unrelated mitzvah. I'll bring you a raya. But, you know, that's why, see, I'm prepared. I sent another sheet about half a minute before shir. Right? A half a minute before shir, I realized I better back myself up. So I sent a gemara in brachas. I don't know if the guys can look up if they have. If they have a gemara, it's in the Dapei Arif. The last Amid in the Dabei Arif in the seventh parak.
Yes,
so that's the it's in it's I send it to you. So it's in the it's really the Gemara is at the end of the seventh parak, but it's on the same page at the beginning of the eighth parak. So what does the Gemara say? Let's look at this Gemara. The Gemara wants to know what is the proper way of taking the coast of the kais for benching, I think. It says, Rav Ashi Paras Sudra. I'm reading the Gemara on Amit Chaz, the riff on the Gemara. The Noyle Bishne Yadav. He takes the kais with both hands. It says, Su Yidechem Koshe Barakat Hashem. And then he holds in his right hand. Should your left hand help the right hand? Exactly. Should you hold it like with both hands? So now we don't know what to do, so we do the chumrah. Okay, so it sounds like it's saying that you should have, I mean, I'm not sure how we pass him, but it sounds like that we do the chumrah, that the left hand should hold it with the right hand. Now, that's what it seems like. I don't know halacha l'maisa. I'm not so familiar, but that's what the Gemara seems to say. So it says the chidushay anshay shay. Look at Chedushe Anche Shem. The Gemara says, why do we do that? Because Adina Lechumra. Correct the Chedushe Anche Shem. Ava Gav Dahani Sveka Drabonim. The whole din of a kais is a din Drabonim. So how can you say we have a suffix? How are you supposed to hold the kais? So we Gemara say, since it's a suffix, we go to Chumra. It's a suffix derabanan because the din kais is a din derabanan. Ever the chidushay anshay shem, miu the hiduri mitzvah kamar to avdin in the chumra. Okay, I know what that's supposed to mean. Inami mishum the ikar hidur mitzvah deraisahu. It says that kani vandeyu, where the hashin and not in the front of the mitzvahs. So I'm not sure exactly what his first, second mitzvah answer is. His first answer, his second mitzvah answer seems to be that when a person benches with a kos and he's yaitzi only a din derabanan, but if he holds it in a mehudar dika manner, he's mekayim a mitzvah daraisa, and therefore, we should say sabek daraisa in a chumra. Right, a wild thing. And I this is not my bekiyas because, but it's a wild thing that it sounds like from the Chidushay Anshay Shem that if you do, you have a mitzvah derabanan, and you do a mitzvah derabanan with a hider, you're mekayim a mitzvah daraisa.
His lashon is saying ikker, he's saying the word ikker
over the there. Hider, mitzvah daraisa.
Yeah, it sounds like he's saying that sort of like since the main of the main part of since this case has hider in it and the ikker is learnt out of daraisa, it's like a smash. He's not saying that you're getting.
But how can the hider be more?
No, he's not saying you're getting a mitzvah
then. In other words, if I have a shaila on the case itself, do I need a case or don't I need a case? It's a shaila derabanan. Ikker is derabanan. What is the more mahuder way of doing it? So then, since the ikker hider is the right.
What is according to Rabbi? What is the word ikker doing there?
Because I don't know. I know, but I think that's what he's. It might say he's saying that we're more machmer on the hider than we are machmer on the ikker on the etzem din. So the hider takes precedence. The hider is a deraisa. Now, but it sounds like, okay, we'll argue, but I think this is what they quote, this Chedushay Anshay Shein, in the modern, now you can argue. Maybe you want to argue. But the web, someone quotes this Chidushei Anshei Shem. Obviously, I don't have the keys so much in Chidushei Anshei Shem and Brachas. But they wanted to bring this Chidushei Anshei Shem as a raya that if you have a mitzvah derabanan and you do it with a mehuder, you're yaitzi adin deraisa, which only makes sense if the hider is a separate mitzvah. If the hider is a chedek, is just building up the mitzvah, and the basic mitzvah is derabanan, then the hider can't be deraisa. That wouldn't make any sense. The hider can't be better than the mitzvah itself. But if it's a din and zekede vandeyu, so it makes a lot of sense. So Hashem said, anytime you want to do a mitzvah, when you're serving me, do it nice. So even if you're doing a drabanan, you're serving Hashem. So there's a mitzvah deraisa to do it nice. So it comes out that, I mean, it might not be a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis.
How's Rebbe using this?
No, I'm just saying, therefore, I'm proving from here, the guys were arguing with me whether the Rach is learning his hider mitzvah. The question is, we were arguing, is hider mitzvah a chedek of the maisa mitzvah you're doing, or is it a separate mitzvah? So everybody agrees, hider mitzvah makes the etzah maisa nicer. There's no shaila, and that it says that clearly in the Svarim. But I was saying that besides making the etzah mitzvah nicer, it's also a separate mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah b'simcha, you're also over in Mekayim a separate mitzvah called Iddur Hashem b'simcha. When you do mitzvah b'yira, you're Mekayim a separate mitzvah called Iddur Hashem b'yira. When you do a mitzvah b'hider, you're Mekayim a separate mitzvah called hider mitzvah of Zekeim and Veit. The guys were arguing with me and they were saying, you're making up a new mitzvah. There's no such extra mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah with simcha, you're just doing the mitzvah that you're doing in a higher fashion. When you do mitzvah b'yira, you're doing the mitzvah that you did in a higher fashion. When you do mitzvah b'hider, you're doing the mitzvah that you did with a higher fashion. So I'm saying if the guys are right, then this Anshei Shem makes no sense. Because how can you become a deraisa when the etzah mitzvah is a derabanan? It can't be the hither.
They hold like the other answer, Anshei Shem.
So they hold like the other answer, Anshei Shem. To what I'm saying, that the hither mitzvah is a separate mitzvah. There's the etzah mitzvah, which is a derabanan, and then there's a din deraisa of hither. So by Hanukkah, it comes out Hanukkah is a derabanan dika mitzvah. When you light Hanukkah and the eighth day, you become a din derabanan of Hanukkah, but a din deraisa of hider mitzvah. So I'm telling you, if it's a completely different mitzvah, which is mamish a deraisa, so yeah, nitzvah srichas kavana. The guy wasn't mechaving.
I was just trying to say that the other nekuda that let's say a guy gets a nice talus and he feels that that's a chelik, obviously it should be a nice talus. I'm honoring Hashem with doing the mitzvah. It should be a nice talus. So Rebbe, no, he's not yoytzer the component that he would lose yitzur if he had in mind to be zekeli. It's a nice talus. It's a nice thing.
Okay, so if he knows he could buy a not nice talus, and he's going out of his way to buy a nice talus, so then that by definition means he has kavana. I don't say he has to say, I want to be yoytzer the mitzvah, but he knows what he's doing. He's buying, he could get away with a cheap talus, and he's deciding, I want to spend extra money to get a nice talus. I know I can buy a cheap esrog. I go into the esrog store, and the guy says, I have a esrogim for $10. But for you, I got an esrog for $100. So the guy knows he's spending extra to buy a nicer esrog. So
Let's say he doesn't. He does not know that he thinks the store $100 is the minimum. $300 is the minimum.
In that crazy case, it might be different. So I'm just saying that in a normal case, a guy knows. So it's not no gaya by a normal gay, but by
it's Hanukkah, in the minyan on mitzvah,
most people don't know that you're yaitzei Hanukkah with one candle.
Maybe saying it's in the minyan mitzvahs. Is that Caleb Ambeer's in the minyan mitzvahs is a separate mitzvah?
It's pashas is a separate mitzvah. Yes.
It's taka brought down.
I do not know. You go look in the Rambam. I don't.
Is that according to Rabbi? If it's not, it's a problem. I do not know,
but for sure. There's no raya anyway, because half the mitzvahs are not in the Taryag mitzvahs. It's like one of the other, you know, it's one of the pliyats, you know, everyone jumps on, not all the mitzvahs are in the Taryag mitzvahs. So it could be it's in there, it could be it's not in there. I don't know. There's a lot of different pshatim in Kedev Andeyu. Many people say that Kedev Andeyu is a dinder abana, not a dinder raisa. There's a sheet that says that it's only a smachra in the pasuk. The real pshat in the pasuk doesn't mean a hinder mitzvah. Pasuk says they came in on deyu. On deyu means I'll make him a house, and then another means a house. So
also, according to how does Rabbi know that it's a separate?
It's only a dinder abana, but
how does Rabbi know that it's also
they came on deyu?
But Rabbi's saying it's two things.
Shame, it's a dinder raisa. According to some people, it's a dinder abana, but it has nothing to do with the mitzvah that you're doing.
So how does Rabbi know that it's
unrelated also mitzvah?
How does Rabbi know that it also is beautifying? How does Rabbi know, according to this tzad, that it's a separate mitzvah? How does Rabbi know? How do we know it's also beautifying? Is also part of it if it's a separate mitzvah?
There's a famous Rav Zalvo and Rav Chaim, and that says that because it's they bring a raya, because on Shabbos you're allowed to be mechadel Shabbos to do the hiddur mitzvah when you do bris milah. So they say there's a Rav Zalvo that clears the shaila, and he says that if it wouldn't be a chedek of the mitzvah, then it wouldn't be deicha Shabbos, because it would be totally a dover study, then why only meet is deicha Shabbos? But hiddur mitzvah, if it's a separate mitzvah, shouldn't be deicha Shabbos. So the fact that there are parts of the bris mitzvah that we do that's not ma'akev, it's only for hiddur, to make it more beautiful. So that's also Deicha Shabbos. So
how do you know it is to get the extra
Gemara
mitzvah?
It's a Gemara. It's a Mishnah. I think it's a Mishnah. I'm not sure it's a Mishnah, but it's definitely a Gemara. The Gemara.
No, but if it definitely means beautifying, so how do you have a right to say there's a separate mitzvah?
Because that's what they say. I can't help it. They say it. They say it. A shtickle bekiyas you have to have. They say it by hiddur mitzvah. They say it by mitzvah besimcha. They say it by yira. They say it and by all the different shnah. They say it by zrizes. If a guy runs to do a mitzvah, he's the guy in the mitzvah more mahudr, but he's the guy in a separate mitzvah called zrizim makdimim the mitzvahs. And if you do a mitzvah behadar berovam hadis melech, it's a better mitzvah, and it's another. It's a mitzvah berovam hadis melech. In the sifrei mitzvahs, that is what they say. That's what they take on. They have rayas to both. They have rayas that makes it a better mitzvah from the Grizz's raya that it's deicha Shabbos, which is good for the Grizz. Had that suffix, and he brings a raya that it's a better mitzvah because it's deicha Shabbos, and it must be it's a chelik of the mitzvah. But they bring rayas from many, many places, the separate mitzvah, including this anshei shem is one of the rayas as the separate mitzvah. So that it's both.
Rashi and Luluv Agazel says, how do you know a Luluv Yavesh is possible? He says, Vanveyu, as the pasuk says in Shema, it's Vanveyu.
Okay. Yes, so, okay. Okay, that's all right. I hear, but that I don't know that's Stamish fair Rashi, because that's Andeyu is usually not a psul, it's only a hinder. So that's it. They have to know that. I don't know that chat that Rashi. It's a difficult Rashi, but anyway. So I'm just saying that according to if you accept if the chayra you see from the Anche Shame, it's you see. It's definitely, it's a whole different mitzvah because because of the fact that it's a deraisa or an ikra deraisa, whatever it is, we would say sabik deraisa the chumra, which we would never say, I'll see ikra mitzvah of benching with a kais.
Rebbe said two haras. Rebbe said Rebbe had two haras. What's the second hara?
Oh, it'll be the same thing. It'll be the same nafkamina. In other words, it comes out that... that according to Rashi, you're not yotzi two mitzvahs. So according to the Rach, you are. Because according to the Rach, when you light eight candles, your yaitse besides the mitzvah of Chanukah, your yaitse a din deraisa, and therefore we would say according to the kedushay anshei shame, you would say subject deraisa to chumra. So in other words, what would happen like this? What would happen if a guy's not sure what day today is? Halacha lemaisa. The guy doesn't know. He lost count of the days. So he doesn't know if it's the seventh day or the eighth day. He doesn't know how many candles to light. So there's a din that a suffix deraisa to chumra, suffix drabana kula. If it's no big difference, you should machmer a drabana too. But let's say the guy has exactly the right number of candles, and it's a pain in the neck to go put a, to buy an extra candle. So if it's just pashtik, I would assume that according to Rashi, it's a pasha, it's a shayla of a drabanan, because Chanukah itself is drabanan. So a hiddur in Chanukah, a rutz acher Chanukah is a drabanan. So if you have a suffix, whether it's the seventh day or the eighth day, you should say suffix drabanan nekuda. But if you learn like the Rach, based on this chidushay anshei shame, then if you don't know whether it's the seventh day or the eighth day, we should say suffix deraisa to chumra.
So again, how do we know the Rach holds like the chidushay anshei shame? Maybe he holds the rabbanon.
We do not usually make machlokes for no reason.
But we know that there are shitas that say that it's a rabbanon.
No, we don't. What?
Okay. We know that their sheets hold Zekiel and Veil Zerabonon.
Okay, you got me on that one. But assuming that Zekiel was a deraisa, I don't know. I don't remember how we passed on that one. I think most people hold it's a deraisa, but that's my impression. There is such a sheet that's only Zerabonon, but I don't know. Okay, you're right. I have to check it. You're right. You got me. You know, you got me, because there is such a machlokes. But assuming it's a deraisa, so there would be a nafkamina la'alacha. In other words, according to the chidushay anshei shame, Mr. Chidushay anshei shame, if he held like the Rach, if you had a suffix on what day of Chanukah it is, you would have to be light an extra candle, just like by benching. You have to hold the coast in the more machmer way. But according to Rashi, Lachar, you don't have the answer of the Adushe Anshe Shem. So you wouldn't have to buy the extra candle. Right? So the nafkamina. So there's two nafkaminas. One nafkamina, the Gabi mitzvah Srichas Kavana. If you're Yaitzi, the mitzvah, if you don't have Kavana. If a person's under the impression, he doesn't know the halacha, he doesn't know that you're Yaitzi with the Eved, you can do the mitzvah with one candle. And the second, if a person it doesn't know Okay, you got me again. I'm sorry. I didn't mean b'diavad. I said not hadron. Meikardin, yes. So if the person doesn't know that meikardin, he's yaitzi with one candle. So whether he's yaitzi the din of mahadrin, that would be one nafkamina. And the second nafkamina would be, does he have to go to the store and buy an extra candle if he doesn't know what day it is?
In the second nafkamina, if it is the seventh day and he does eight, isn't that a problem?
No, I looked up the Shulchan Aruch. It's not a problem. There's nothing wrong with writing extra candles.
But if the whole idea is to know the amount of days,
it says in the Shulchan Aruch that there's nothing wrong with lighting extra candles. In other words, if you don't know what day it is, Yehuda says you light more candles and there's no problem that it's like, I got too many candles, maybe it's Megareya. They say it's not Megareya.
Maybe you can make it tonight.
I would have heard like you, but they say in the Shulchan Aruch not like that. There's nothing wrong with buying extra candles.
Is it better to make it tonight? That if it's both like that, if not, it's a shamash.
It doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch. It just says you light an extra candle, and it doesn't say anything about making it tonight. I don't think. But the shaila is, you know, if you know, normally a candle costs a penny, you know, much a candles cost. So there's no big deal. So everyone would agree. We don't say Sabe Drabon Nakula when it's very easy to be fulfilled.
No, but what I was trying to challenge over here is the assumption that doing seven would be a kula and doing eight is going to be a chumrah.
It says in the Shulchan Aruch
that when you don't know
what day it is, you should light an extra candle. And it apparently holds that the fact that you have an extra candle does not make a raya.
Okay.
So it says that b'fesh, but I'm saying b'chayra, if it's a tircha, the guy doesn't have enough candles, if he's going to have to light an extra candle, then it comes the next day, he'll be short. He's going to have to go make a special trip. The guy's living somewhere in Antarctica. He's going to have to make an extra trip, by sled to the store to buy candles and whatever it is. So there's nafkamina. So if it's already drop on, so I drop on the kula. I don't have to use up my last candle. But if it's a deraita, so then he might have to be machmir and you have to go schlep to the store and buy some more Hanukkah candles. I only got one box of Hanukkah candles in the mail from Tal's Yeshiva. I don't know if they still send out. I always get Tal's Yeshiva sends out Hanukkah candles. I don't know if you people still get it.
And Chareses.
And the 10 pieces of chametz that come on Pesach.
No, I don't think anyone sends that.
I get the wits honey. I get the wits honey.
Yeah, but I one year I got there is a yeshiva that sends the 10 pieces of chametz, and I actually got it on Pesach.
There is. Oh boy. I assume that's the last time they did that to sending out chametz.
I'm not sure. I mean, it was for some reason it was a big delay. I don't know why the delay was. Obviously, the intention was.
It wasn't so much. My father used to get that because I had a unrelated. My father had a stepmother who was not religious so much. His father remarried his mother's sister, whatever, these older European, and the stepmother wasn't so religious. My father's father was very religious, but his stepmother was, so she used to send him Shalach Manos. My father was from Seattle, Washington, and we lived in New York. And of course she would send it by regular mail. And at that time, the Shalach Manos, my mother was always petrified I was gonna come on Pesach. He used to come a month late. I don't know how she sent it. She didn't send it by, she sent it regular mail. The 90-year-old lady sends her hamantashen by mail. But Pesach gets the hamantashen. But all right. Anyway, those are my two nafkaminas. Okay, the Maisa. So tomorrow and Tuesday, I'm off. Wednesday, we shall learn. The question is, what should we learn on Wednesday? Okay, and also, what happens with Hanukkah? Thursday is off. Sunday, do the guys want to be should be off on Sunday Hanukkah? I think the people have family days. No, that's it's not a family day.
8 o'clock will be over. By 8 o'clock, will be over.
I know.
We're having a family mitzvah at 5 o'clock.
That's for you to say. But maybe other people have their family parties.
I'm good Sunday night. Whatever the Olam says.
You don't do. Did anyone?
Hanukkah is Torah. Isn't that the whole point of Hanukkah? Is we learn about Torah.
But yeshivas give off Hanukkah. So don't,
I always have the kasha.
Okay. The yeshivas give off Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Shavuos and Hanukkah and Purim. All the Hanukkah days. All right. So does anyone think we should not learn on Sunday? Or anyone? Don't be bashful. Someone help me. Okay, so we'll assume we'll learn on Sunday. But Wednesday, I think we should start I don't think I want to start a sugya on Wednesday. It's like, so maybe we should do something. I would like to learn maybe also on Hanukkah, the din that you're over, that the Gemara says we make the bracha, Shir Kiddushanu, the mitzvosa, v'tzivanu, is because of Lo Sasser. So that's also a very interesting sugya. Does every Darabana... What?
Even though it's Durbanan, you're saying?
Right. The Gemara asks the Kasha, how do we make a bracha Shir Kiddushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu? It's an only Durbanan. So the Shaila is that every Durbanan is on Sasser? Or is only some Durbanan? I think it's a Machlekes Rambam and Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. I don't remember anymore. And then the Ramban asks the Kasha, and the Rambam, according to you, why do we say Sabbath Deraisa, Drabban?
What do we do? We make an Al Tilsi Daim also. Tefillah's dimes are rabbanah.
Right. Okay. So maybe we should learn that sugya for one day, as long as we're on Hanukkah. So it's a Gemara is on Shabbos. Also, where's this Gemara? The Gemara says, why you make a Mai Mivarech? And Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph. And we're the bed. Be'echez Ivanu, Ravach Yomer Milo Sasser. From the Chem Yomer Shal Avichav Yagetcha. So there's a Machloikis in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam and the Ramban, on that Gemara. Very famous sugya. So maybe we shall learn it for one day. We'll see.
Can we cover all that in one day?
I don't know. We'll try.
Worst comes to worst, we'll continue on Sunday.
We'll see. Okay, yes. Okay, Shukayach, everyone.
Shukayach.
Thank you, and safe trip, and enjoy the trip to New York.
Safe trip.
Okay, thank you. Okay, goodbye.
Thank you.